The following program is a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you like it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock. Click on the Donate Now button in the upper right corner of our webpage.
Inevitably, all of us will ask God this one important question.
What do you want me to do? Why am I here? You're here on this planet for a reason. What do you want me to do? Why am I here? What do you want me to do? Why am I here?
Hello? Hello? Who is this?
This is God calling.
Then everything can seem so clear. AM 1260 The Rock presents God Calling. This locally produced program looks closer at stories of religious vocations from the priesthood to marriage, from parenting to the single life. And now here's your host, Paul Orlowski.
Hello again and welcome to God Calling. This is Paul Orlowski. Our guest today, Sister Juanita Shealy, and Sister is a member of the Congregation of St. Joseph, has spent a lifetime in Cleveland, and boy, has got a resume that's longer than my arm. That's for darn sure. Sister, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. It is my joy and my privilege.
Sister, did you grow up in Cleveland?
Yes, indeed. I'm a Buckeye.
That's a good thing.
My mom used to say, we're Buckeyes. And I learned that it was a very, very interesting looking nut.
It is.
Most people haven't seen them. When we were little, we used to collect them. It's a good place to be from, and it's a good place to live. And I want to say, on this occasion, I wish all of our listeners, and you, of course, gentleness, love, prayers, laughter, dancing, eating, sleeping, renewing, all so many wonderful things to look forward to,
yeah.
And healing. Especially healing, physical
and otherwise,
mental, spiritual, everywhere. Let's make it a year of love. Such a wonderful gift to give every day, all day long.
Sister, what neighborhood did you grow up in? What parish?
I grew up in Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. It was a parish on East. I'm an east sider, the best side of town, I tell everybody. And then when I'm on the west side, I say the west side of town. I tell everybody, because wherever you are, that's the best, or it can be the best. It was East 79th between Quincy Avenue and Central Avenue. And the parish has a marvelous tradition. It was started by a very wealthy, wealthy, wealthy woman named Catherine Dretzel, related to the Bouviers, and that's Jacqueline Kennedy.
Right.
And she had a wonderful father and mother. Her mother died, one sister, and she had all this, they had, the two sisters, everything they could ever want for. But like most people who are in love, love of God first and the love of each other, like our listeners out there today, as we start a brand new day on this program, this wonderful program, that's a reminder to each of us to live our best life with God's help. Can't do it without God's help. Don't want to do it without God's help. I'm especially proud to be here with all the listeners, to be here with you, and to say how good it is to start a brand new year. And I do hope young people are listening. And if they are not, you who are listening, advise your young people to listen, because I tell them, often, we have a big high school, St. Joe's Academy. Whenever I see the youngsters, I wave to them, or if I'm up close, I say, remember, you're the generation that's getting it right. And we're so happy that you are, because we need you and your grandparents and great-grandparents, the ones before you. They prayed, they worked, they cried, they laughed, they danced, they did all the wonderful things to bring us to this day.
Tell me about your background, Sister. Who was your role model
in
the calling to religion?
Beautiful mother in the world and the handsomest dad, and they were full of God, absolutely full of God. I don't say it too often because a lot of people look at you strange when I said, my father never, Augustus Holt Shealy, never, ever raised his voice at any of us, ever. He had a way of giving you an answer mm-hmm. or solving what may seem like a problem by listening and by gentleness. So when people say, my goodness, you are funny, or my goodness, you laugh well, or my goodness, you're happy, I said, it belongs to the ones who started it, Nell, Mary, and Gus Shealy. My mother was full of God. She had like many mothers, and those who aren't that way, it's easy to start your own project mm-hmm. and make it that way. You know, there's so many songs and poems and prayers and incidences that we can make this world a better place. There's a song that says, let's make this a better world, if you please. And you can do it, no matter how young you are, no matter how venerable you are, no matter how much sage is within you. You know, sage is a wonderful condiment. And if you put sage on your food, it just makes it even better. And we are sages for each other, or we can be. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you this, and you have permission to use it. Whenever I would ask my mother as a child, I have a fabulous memory. I thank God for that. You know, if something happens, I remember it. I never forget it. I might not remember all of it, but I remember the parts that's filled with joy. And so let's remember everyone, especially young people. Young people, if you are fortunate enough to have your grandmother and grandfather in the city where you are, visit them often, for they are the griots, and griots means the elders who have lived and loved and who has so much to offer. Don't miss an opportunity to listen to your grandparents. Of course, you listen to your parents too, because they learned the goodness from your grandparents, and now you are the recipient of that. But children, and I want to hear you too, because we always learn something that we can share.
Well, sister, stay right there. We're going to come back right after this commercial break. More on God Calling. Stay with us. We're back on God Calling. This is Paul Orlowski. Sister Juanita Shealy of the Congregation of St. Joseph is our guest today. Sister, you say you have a great memory. Do you remember your first inkling of a call to ordained life?
Yes. Yes, I remember it. The memory is wonderful. One of these days I'm going to write a book on memories. In fact, I'm writing a couple of them on different things, but the time's going so fast I have to run to catch up with it. I remember the first time I was a little bit concerned about something as a little girl. Maybe somebody didn't let me play with some of the things that they had, and I wanted to play. I let them play with mine, and I remember saying, Mother, I don't know why Frances doesn't let me play with her new dolly, because I let her play with everything because she's my best friend, but she won't let me play with her new dolly. And my mother listened. Great lesson. Listen. Always listen. And after I finished telling my little tale of woes at 6 years of age, she said, my darling, she said, everyone wasn't raised the way your father and I tried to raise you and your brothers and sisters. You must teach them, love them, pray for them, and forgive them. That's what you should do, and you will find out that everything will be all right, because remember, God is love. And so that was my answer, even when I got to be an adult and things didn't come out the way I thought they should be. I could hear Nell Mary Shealy and Augusta Shealy saying, God is love. When I was born, we went to Mass every single day.
Mm-hmm.
School started with Mass on East 79th Street between Central and Quincy. We came to school, but we went right in to Mass, because the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament, Mother Catherine Drexel's community, started school at 8:30, at Mass. So we all went to Mass. So it was not unusual to go to Mass. So I'm a praying person because we prayed all the time at home. And it wasn't boring. It wasn't like, oh, I got to pray. It was like, oh, it's important to the day. So we started school with praying. They were Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament. They still are. And so we had a great devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. And St. Joseph, that's why I'm a sister of St. Joseph. My mother and father had a statue of St. Joseph that looked like it belonged in a church. Because it was a tall statue of St. Joseph as a young man, head of the Holy Family. And so I always loved St. Joseph because we prayed to him for everything. And St. Joseph, everybody, I want you to know this, St. Joseph always comes through in the time that's the best. There's an old saying, and you may use it. It's a saying from my culture, and it goes like this, and it's probably from your culture too, because we all have more or less the same thing, but worded differently, but it means the same thing, and it is, God answers your prayers. You pray, God answers those prayers. He never misses. What do you mean by that? The saying is, God may not come when you call, but God's always on time.
When did God call you, sister? When did you initially realize
it? I think all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. I knew that I was going to be a magnificent writer. I knew I was going to be a magnificent movie star. And I knew I was going to be a nun. I just knew it.
Wow.
And so it was always there. And let me tell you, I was the best dancer on the block. Because all the boys wanted to dance with me, not because they thought I was be a good girlfriend. They knew that if we went to the dance, this is a little bit older, they always had a contest, and the best dancers always got a prize. So I was dancing so that everybody knew I was going to Hollywood.
I like that.
I didn't know that Hollywood was 3430 Rocky River Drive.
Sister, let me ask you a question about being around the young people at St. Joseph Academy.
Oh, I love them. I love them. I love them.
Tell me about the girls there.
About being what, dear?
About being a teacher, being around young people. How important is that to you in your calling?
Well, you know, our house was like a school because all the kids would come over. And my mother would always invite them, and then they would come because she made good cookies. Your mother baked the cookies. It's Friday. Can we have some? And we would always say, of course you can. You always do. Come on in. So it was a happy time. It was a simple time growing up. And you know what? This world we live in now is a happy time because you and you and you, we have the power. Make joy, because God is love. That's the first prayer I ever learned. God is love. And what is love? Scripture tells us love is patient. Love is kind. Are you? Love shares. Do you? Well, I can do better, so I can start right now. So I taught little ones for a long time, and then I taught in college. And you know what? We're still children. We're still children. I was campus minister at Tri-C, and I wasn't by myself. We had a campus minister, but there was a wonderful young man that was a Jewish campus minister. I was a Catholic campus minister. There was three Protestant campus ministers, and we were at the Metro campus. I had lots of things. I must back up. We, because we were a team, we had lots of things that were activities for the young people and interesting things. And we had people from all different races and all different intellectual ability. And we were a family. And people said, well, why is it every time campus ministers have something, everybody comes to what your team has? I said, well, I don't usually tell my secrets, but I have to tell you this. We feed them.
Mm-hmm. Sister, stay right there. We're gonna take a commercial break right now, and then we'll be back on God Calling right after this.
All right. Yes, dear.
We're back on God Calling. This is Paul Orlowski. Sister Juanita Shealy from the Congregation of St. Joseph's, who's based over on Rocky River Drive in Cleveland, is our guest today. Sister, you were very active many years ago in the role of the church addressing African-American Catholics. I read about a seminar at Notre Dame University. Some felt that maybe the church was viewed black Catholics as irrelevant. And that certainly has changed. And tell me about that. What got that movement moving?
Well, you know, not just one thing, many things. It's an answer to everything. It's called L-O-V-E, love. And God is love. And if you love, you definitely love all of creation. And also, too, I think is so wonderful, Barbara Streisand made a song famous. People who need people are the luckiest people in the world. But I would change it to are the most blessed people in the world. People who understand, even when it's difficult, another person are the most beautiful people in the world. And I always wanted to be beautiful, and I knew I was. And every child should know they're beautiful. Tell your children how beautiful they are, because they are. Tell them how smart they are, because they are. Tell them how much you appreciate them as a member of your family or your neighborhood or your class or your church. You have to love them, and really, they know if you really do. Love is patient, Scripture tells us. Patient. Love is kind. Love is forgiving and thoughtful. Love doesn't really recognize evil as being a part of anything that's in their life. And children are so beautiful. I'll tell you a secret, and you may try it if you wish. I do it all the time. When people have a small child with them, especially a baby, they say, come and see our new baby. And I said, well, wait a minute. I want to make sure that I pass the test. They said, what? I said, I want to make sure I pass the test. If the baby feels a certain way, I know I'm all right. So I always say, oh, Lord, please let this baby smile at me. Lord, please let this baby smile at me. And so I go over, and I look at the baby, and I say, oh, what is her name? What is his name? They tell me. And our customers, hello, John, hello, Lewis, hello, Mary. And they smile. I said, oh, I passed the test. They said, what test? I said, the baby smiled at me. Because babies know. They can sense things. God gave them that. In fact, Scripture is filled with so many lessons that I think sometimes we need to go back and read them. Jesus said when the pompous people tried to trap him, who's the greatest in the kingdom? And Jesus gently and emphatically and lovingly said, the greatest in the kingdom. And he called the child over and put his arm around the little child. He said, the greatest in the kingdom are children. And then Jesus went on to warn us and said, anyone that mistreats a child or ignores a child, I might add, or thinks children are irrelevant, Jesus said, anyone who harms a child, who speaks of a child in a way they shouldn't, because we're the teachers of the children, we can't get out of that role. It would be better. Now, this is our gentle Savior. This is our Jesus. This is the Creator of heaven and earth. Jesus said, if they do not do what they should be doing, it's better for them to be cast into the sea with a millstone around their neck. Now, you know what that would do. And this is a gentle Jesus. Jesus is trying to bring home to us the importance of children. What do children have? They don't have a job. They don't have any money. They don't have any power. But they are the greatest. Greater than the greatest saint. Greater than the most brilliant and magnificent angels. God gave the angels and saints to help us through this veil of tears that often isn't a veil of tears only. It is a joy. It's a joy to be with you today.
Sister, tell me about your broadcasting career. You were on the radio for some time, many years.
Oh, and
tell me about that.
Too,
yes, right.
People see me and say, "Are you still around?" I said, "I think so."
Tell me about
it
that.
Started, well, a friend of mine who was in media a long time ago said to me one day, "Sister, I'm doing a program, and you know, I'm running out of people. Would you do maybe a segment with me?" And I said, well, what is it that you want me to do?" And she said, "Just be you."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Oh, well, that's fine. I've been doing that a while." So I got on the program with her, and I said, "Okay, that's fine." She said, no, would you help me?" And then I met Virgil Dominic. He just called me 2 days ago to say, this man called me and was singing, you know, "Merry Christmas to you." And I said, "Well, thank you very much. Now, who is this?" He said, "Sister, it's Virgil. I called to wish you a happy new year. And I just want you to know that I think back to when we used to do TV together." And we did. And all I did was a prayer every morning to start the program, 10:08, and every night to end this program. And it was only sometime 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say things like, "The night is all gone. Can you say today in parting with the day that's slipping fast that you, nobody else but you, did you help a single person of the many that you passed? Did you waste the day or did you really use it for God's glory and the good of others? Or did you leave a trail of discontent? Here's hope. As you close your eyes in slumber, do you think God will say that you call yourself by name, that you made the world much better by the life you live today? Did you smile? Did you listen? Did you forgive? That's how we please God." And so that there were things like that. And then after that, lots of people invited me. Lots of people invite you to share with them.
Well, sister, you've just made our day better, that's for sure. But we're out of time already. I can't believe it.
Well, you've made mine a long time,
Well,
I used to listen.
Well, I do appreciate that, sister. Thank you very much, Sister Juanita Seely. We hope you'll stay tuned or tune in again next week on God Calling. This is Paul Orlowski on AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio.
"What do you want me to do? Why am I here? You're here on this planet for a reason. What do you want me to do? Why am I here?"
Hello? Hello? Who is this?
This is God Calling.
Thank you for listening to God Calling here on AM 1260 The Rock. This locally produced program is dedicated to looking closer at religious vocations from the priesthood to marriage, from parenting to the single life. Join us next week for another episode, and if you missed any part of this week's program, visit our website at am1260therock.com and click on the Archive Audio tab.
The preceding program was a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you liked it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock. Click on the Donate Now button in the upper right corner of the webpage.